We thought we'd bring you a few of the numbers associated with the heat wave and its cost for people affected by it.
On Chicago's south side, some 20,000 people lost power last night. And as Scott Horsley mentioned, the city evacuated elderly residents. About 400 were taken to hotels. Others went to the city's McCormick Place Convention Center.
Many people who live where the power is on are apparently heading out to buy new air conditioners. At Myers Ace Hardware, a small store on Chicago's 35th Street, they're having trouble finding suppliers. The owner, David Myers, told us he brought in 19 new window units this morning, and they were sold out by 4 this afternoon.
We've been selling them like, whoa. I mean, the demand has definitely exceeded my ability to keep them in stock. You know, I got to work the telephones. I can be on my cell phone, my regular phone, my land-based phone at the same time trying to find air conditioners and who has them in stock.
He says a window unit that will cool a bedroom goes for about $80 to $100. A larger air conditioner to cool a living room goes for closer to $140. Well, how much do they cost to run?
Well, there are a lot of variables involved. Some experts wouldn't even hazard a guess. But Jim Nanny, manager of appliance and home improvement at Consumer Reports, says a ballpark figure for the summer might be in the range of what it costs to buy the unit itself.
I did a little analysis and said, you know, if you had a 5,000 or so BTU air conditioner running in, you know, Miami, and so you'd use it about 2,000 hours of the year. And, you know, if electricity was at around the national average of 8.5 cents, you'd spend about $115 to operate that air conditioner. And that would be a low air efficiency air conditioner. If you were to go to a higher efficiency, you might save about $25, $30. So just ballpark, you might be spending, say, $80 to $120 to operate a room air conditioner to cool a medium-sized room in Miami.
The costs are relatively small, especially if the AC is only on for a few days. But author Eric Kleinenberg, whom we talked to yesterday on the program about the deadly Chicago heat wave of 1995, is one of those calling for more government assistance to keep people cool.
We need to recognize that air conditioning is not a universal feature of American domestic life. For so many Americans, managing a heat wave is simply a question of pressing a button and getting the artificial cooling on. It's easy to forget that for millions of Americans, a quarter of the population roughly in Chicago, home air conditioning is not available.
Kleinenberg points to the government's low-income energy assistance program as one way to help low-income people pay for air conditioning.
And today, an organization that represents many of the country's utility companies echoed Kleinenberg's call. The American Gas Association asked the White House to release $100 million from that fund to deal with the heat wave of 2006.